call this meeting of the Public Works, Parks, Labor, and Transportation Committee to order. It's the meeting scheduled for Monday, December 6th, 2010. We have some items on the agenda that we're going to get to in a minute. I'd first like to take up the approval of our meeting minutes. The agenda lays out minutes from October 25th through most recent set of November 29th. You know that we have basically changed to a system where the backup for audio and
everything,
the whole shoot match is on the new system. So audio and video. So basically, the minutes consist of.
Yeah, why are we doing this?
Factual,
do we have to have a paper trail? I guess we do.
Yeah, we do. The factual recording of the actions that we took. Beyond that, we do archive the record.
Mr. Chair, with respect to every minutes except for the November 29th, I was present for every one but the 29th. I'll move for, I guess, the 25th. I'll move October 25th. I'll move for the November 1st. I'll move for November 8th. I'll move for the second one on November 8th. I'll move for November 29th, morning session. But I can't move for the afternoon session on the 29th because I was not here.
All of that and move for November 29th, the afternoon session.
Is there a second for the afternoon of the 29th?
I was not here.
You went to here.
Alfredo was here, and Bill, you were here.
Alfredo and Bill were the
answer. Wait a second. You couldn't take action. You only had two people there anyway.
Is that the 29th?
Yeah.
Then there's nothing.
For the record, we keep the track.
For the record, in the system, we have two people that attended. We weren't able to convene. Okay, so we have a motion and a second for all the minutes before us. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, yeah. Those minutes then are approved. The first two items, we have an item that's a referral to the county executive. It's the removal of property in the Sawmill Sewer District. It's a referral from Legislator Nona.
Testa.
It says Nona.
Nona, you're right.
All right. And I'd entertain at this point a motion to move that to the county executive to begin the process.
So moved.
The second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, that item is moved. The second item, once again, this is from legislators Testa and Kaplowitz, removal of property from Peekskill Sanitary Sewer District. This property happens to be in the town of Yorktown. Is there a motion?
Move.
Second?
Second.
These are just communications, right?
Right. This begins the process. It will go to the county executive, and then at some point it will be returned back to us for our action to move it to the full board.
And never take any motion.
Okay. So we have a motion, second, and all in favor. We have a unanimous vote for item two. The items for discussion have Public Works Commissioner with us this morning, or this afternoon, rather, and John and Robert is here also from Public Works. We have two items that we'd like to take, or one item, rather. The first, items three and items four, are listed on this agenda, but they were advanced this morning in a meeting with Budget and Appropriations. So the only two items remaining are item five.
Mr. Chair, on items three and four, I thought that there might have been a request by maybe the chairman of the budget for documentation for that meeting. You wanted some backup information?
Yes, I have not seen it, but that's not a reason for holding it. My staff is not here. So.
I'm sorry, Jose. We have sent the request, and I asked Sally Schechter and Olivia Rose to provide us the questions in writing. I think Sally
right now is
on her way to the
water department. All right.
Okay.
So it's still ongoing.
Good. That's in the process. Okay. Very good.
Thank you.
Item five is a proposed act amending the 2010 county capital budget increase in the county share for capital project RB 110, West and East Main Street, County Road 25 and 25I, in Peekskill, the amount of $2,335,000. There's an accompanying item. It is a proposed bond act authorizing the issuance of $2,810,000 to finance the same capital project. Commissioner, why don't you take us through this project, kind of set the scene for us up there in Peekskill with respect to East, West and East Main Street.
Okay. What I've attached for you is really a summary of where we are, as well as a segment map which shows the various segments. As you know, we recently conducted a consultant to do a pavement scoring of all the county roads as part of a grant. And so I'm using the latest PCI values from this year. Previously in the county capital program, there was a capital for West Main Street. At the time that we reviewed West Main Street for updating various pavement scoring, Legislator Teska asked us to take a look at East Main Street, which was not on a capital program. And if you notice, East Main Street, in terms of PCI ratings, are actually in the same realm as the West Main Street, which is from North Division Street to Route 9. They're in the 59-65, as you know from the chart that I've given to the board. That's an area where remediation is necessary. So we felt prudent that we would take care of both East and West Main Street under one project, as opposed to demarcating it and coming back subsequently later on to the board asking for another piece. This way we would take care of both pieces of Main Street, all the way from the Peekskill line, all the way back out to Conklin Avenue. Now, you notice Conklin Avenue and Holst Avenue, the PCI is relatively high.
What is it that you're looking at, John?
This is the sheet I just gave you, Gordon.
I was wondering why.
That's a relatively pretty good score, 74. That piece we just felt was a small segment that actually takes it to the Peekskill City line. And we were going to do very little work there, as opposed to doing more extensive work in segments 1-2 of East Main Street, where the pavement score is relatively low. So we just felt for continuity purposes, we'd take it all the way to the city line.
So you're going to redo, I mean, it's 8/10 of a mile. It's a pretty good
We'll do less work. Yeah.
What does PCI stand for?
A pavement score. Yeah. It's a pavement score.
Condition index.
Okay.
And we have provided this to you before, Gordon, in terms of how we score them and what the ranges are based on the way the state scores and everybody else.
Yeah, I received something during another meeting.
That's it. That's from the consultant.
All the roads.
Yes.
And the higher the PCI, the worse the road is?
No, the higher the
PCI, the better it is.
Okay, so the lower the number.
Correct.
And what's considered low? Zero?
Yeah. No.
What?
Zero was the Park stuff that we just approved. No, that was pretty bad.
Before you get to zero.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Basically, when you're in the 50 to 60, 60 to 70 range, that's when you start to look at it and you apply some subjective opinions as to what you need to do.
Wow.
So basically, under 60 is where we start to, right around the 60 mark is where we're talking about major reconstruction.
Wow.
All right. We have, when you look at the maps, Commissioner, see if I understand this correctly. The first map attached to the memo, the stats, we have running right where the dotted line is. Right below the dotted line is a street that runs straight up and down on this sheet. It's labeled Conklin Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
It's right next to the dotted line. And then we have the beginning of this dark line, which is Main Street, Route 6.
Mm-hmm.
Route 6. So Main Street is running back down through about halfway down the page. We see the first cross piece, and that's Husted Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then we continue on about another 2 inches, say, and there's another cross piece just to the left of the number 1,
mm-hmm.
and that's Charles Street.
Mm-hmm.
And then a continuation right to, it says CRO 63.
Right, which is West Main Street.
And that's the beginning of West Main Street.
Correct.
Right.
Okay. This piece, it's my understanding, this piece is a very heavily trafficked
artery
in and out of.
Right. If you look at the average daily volume,
yeah.
East Main Street is almost 10,000 vehicles a day. It's on the cover sheet. You notice it says AATD, AADD. It's average annual daily traffic.
Mm-hmm.
It's running about 10,000 vehicles a day, so it is a very heavily congested area. for Peekskill. If you look at the West Main Street side, the AADT is 6,600, so it's approximately two-thirds.
Yeah. Now, this piece, that happens to run right through the center of the city.
Correct.
And goes down to Route 9, a major north-south road.
State road.
Okay. And so, in your opinion, based on the measures, these pieces of county roadway are in need of...
Yes. And we felt that we're getting very good prices now from contractors. And rather than come to just West Main Street and then do another capital, add it to next year's capital.
I don't know how I got that.
Makes it very good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let me open it up to questions then from committee members.
I'm happy to move this, Mr. Chairman, on behalf of Mr. Testa's...
I'll second it.
I have a motion. We have a second. Mr. Rogowski.
At first, coming back, the list we got this morning, I took a quick Westchester Avenue and Portchester, I didn't see on here. I was looking to see if you have, so your consultant missed that, unless it's someplace else. But look at the list of Westchester Avenues.
Okay.
I don't see it. Okay, that's one thing.
Okay.
On this particular project, thank you. Not for nothing, but you throw it in the east, which we're adding, which is the west, obviously it's a half a mile of 57 that needs to be done. It was in the system to be done. On the east, Conklin to Huston, I'm not that familiar with it, but it's half the project and it's at 74. So you said while you were doing one and two, you're throwing up the Conklin. I mean, you're doubling the size of what might say East Main Street project, and at 74, it's a question. We have all our priorities.
Okay. It's a fair question.
Just how
you want me to go back and evaluate it, taking out the.
I haven't talked to John about it, but I'm just saying, we sit here, we go through all these things, and everyone's prioritizes everything. If you're telling me that we can save money doing all the project at one time, and there's a rationale, but it's not like one more block, let's throw it in, but it's doubling the size of the project, from a half a mile to one, 8/10 of a mile to a mile and 6/10, and obviously the money goes up. So it's just a question. I'm not saying I want to hold the project.
Right, these limits were reviewed with legislator Tesco. Yeah, these are issues that we went over with very clearly.
It's just about judges.
Where was the stretch last done? The stretch. I know that this particular
less traffic at that end because much better.
This is very well. I'll tell you, Conklin to Huston happens to be that would be heavily trafficked. There's a major shopping center there. Mm-hmm. There was major residential. Mm-hmm.
So do you have in your records when you did this last?
Know.
You
must
have
done
something. The county must have done something.
The last thing we had in our files was in 1990, so it was a good 20 years ago.
For that stretch.
Yes. Some of that improvement might have been done by a developer as part of off-site improvements.
You had a better contractor for that part of it, right?
Well, no. If you had new development there, normally it's part of the off-site improvement, it's part of the building permit.
Why is it so much better shape than the...
the last time we did it was 1990, but we have our records, so...
Oh, they're talking to your road.
Talking
my road?
John, I was just making the point that the stretch of this roadway from Conklin back to it's heavily trafficked. There's a major shopping center up there. There's a tremendous amount of residential development.
It's the only east-west corridor to Route 9. Goes through there. That's
right.
The only way to go east-west.
Yeah.
To Yorktown, to Cortland, and...
Now, it's last been worked on...
In our records,
two decades ago.
Right.
Or Shannon.
Joe, were there some off-site improvements as part of development in that piece from Conklin to...
There was some improvements.
That road is in better shape than the...
Yeah, the PCR rating is a little higher.
Up by where the Little League fields are, where with Forest View development, there was some improvements when that development was put in, and... That's going past.
Starting to go
up the hill.
Up Main Street Hill, right.
Well, Commissioner, if you say the totality of the project, you bid it all at once, you're going to save money.
Right, we're going to do the improvements as we need to. When we actually do design, we'll actually walk the job with Peekskill. Yeah. If it doesn't require a lot of work, it won't be. And if we save money, goes back into the capital, we'll close the capital account.
And what's good about it is it also is piggybacking from where our state project ended, the Route 9 project.
Right.
So the length of the project in terms of traffic and, moving people around, it's not, you're gonna deal with it eight-tenths of a mile, a mile six. You just have to reroute traffic, but it's not any big of impact because you do this in stages. Right?
Absolutely. And we'll do the improvements as necessary. If the roads are in good shape, we just won't touch it.
Plus, almost every, all the garbage trucks that go to Resco come down this road, so it's really heavily traversed. County
we're just looking at that, and I just, honestly, I want to compare the Westchester Avenue and Portchester. It's not on the list, so if you can kind of, right, just see what that is on the list.
But we could route some of the garbage trucks down.
Yeah, you know, Westchester and the Portchester.
Oh, don't tell Goldie.
John, is there any other information you'd like to, I know you...
No, it's you know, part of it goes through the downtown, and it's very, very poor condition.
I move. You want to look for a motion?
So we already have on the table, we have a motion by Mr. Alvarado.
Second.
And Mr. Burrows. We're just, okay, so we're wrapping up discussion. Before we vote, any other comments on this needed project? Okay, then. All in favor?
Aye. If you need a project, I'll vote.
Opposed? Okay.
Chairman, we have three items to receive and file.
Thank you, Judge.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. As Mr. Alvarado points out, we have three items. We have a communication from Legislator Jake and Ryan Myers, JYC letter, Westchester County Gun Show. We have the recommendations for Playland Park. RFP, that can also go, and we have Austin Police Department merger. There's a memo from the chairman on these.
How'd you get that?
I think this was, where are we receiving and filing, because I think we've actually sent it over to you. Yeah. So we have a motion for to receive and file these items.
Second.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, these items are filed. I'd like to take a motion at this point to adjourn.
So second.
Second. Okay. If there's no objection, this committee now stands adjourned. Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of the day. I'm sure you'll all have a good time.
Good time. Let's continue the good time.
Good time will be up.
When are you, Jose, one of the...